Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. On today's podcast, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber talks about how to start 2020 with a bang. Spoiler alert, it has nothing to do with making New Year's resolutions.
Thank you, Liz, and thank you for joining me today. We're right on the verge of a new year. What's going to make it a great year? Well, I don't think it's going to be New Year's resolutions. Sometimes we make those and they last, every bit of 4 or 5 days, maybe 4 or 5 weeks, who knows. But we do something very special at Harvest at the beginning of every year. I want to talk a little bit about it. Let me back up and give you a little bit of history. Several years ago, the elders were on a retreat in the summertime, and we were just evaluating our ministry, where we felt like we were strong, where we felt like we needed to improve. And we took each of our 6 foundational values and were evaluating those. And when we came to prayer, we thought, we really would like to grow in prayer. What can we do? And the Lord gave us an idea that we would stop and take 30 days, or 31, since January had 31 days, and it would devote a whole month to prayer with an emphasis on prayer. And we did that next January, and we created a very small couple little sheets of paper to help people with it. Well, that has morphed for, I guess that was probably 12 or 13 years ago by now. It became 40 days of prayer. We start on January 1. We go to February 9th, which is our anniversary here. Our church anniversary is the second Sunday in February, which we celebrate our first public service 23 years ago. So we, for 40 days, we really focus on prayer, and there's so many things that happen during that time. We have a daily prayer guide, a prayer journal, and it's a common theme. So people throughout the church are studying and meditating and praying on the same things, and it really is an awesome thing. This year, the title is I Am, Allowing the Character of God to Shape Our Prayers. So what we're going to do is spend 1 week on 6 different characteristics of God, 6 different attributes of God. And as we learn about God that week, we'll then say, well, how does that help us pray? So for instance, in week 1, we'll talk about the fact that God is great. And this leads us to worship and thank God in prayer. Week 2, God is Father. This gives us confidence to pray for God's good gifts, such as the enablement of His Holy Spirit. Week 3, God is merciful. This leads us to pray for God to show mercy and forgive us, to see our broken, helpless condition and restore us. Week 4 is God is eternal. This leads us to pray for God to establish the work of our hands and give meaning to our brief lives. Week 5 is God cares about His chosen people. And this encourages us to pray persistently. We'll be studying, looking at one of the parables that Jesus told in Luke 18. And then week 6, God is sovereign and powerful, which was the way the early church prayed in Acts 4. And this leads us to pray for His power to witness and work for Him. So it's really exciting. This is a hard copy book that we create. Many harvesters contribute to putting it together. Many wrote devotionals or Bible studies or suggested prayers. There's a memory verse each week, and we have a coloring sheet designed for children with that verse that will help them do it. But I think some adults might also join in on the coloring. And then we do some very special things. For instance, every day at Harvest, beginning January 2nd, our property will be open. Our building will be open from 6:30 in the morning to 6:30 at night. So people can just come in at any time, and we'll have some prayer stations. And so people can come by for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, however long. And so we'd invite you to stop in and take advantage of that. If you're out, if you're a mom and you're out, we saw this last year, moms who were out with their children, they might stop in and stay for 15 or 20 minutes and walk around with their children to some of these stations. Three different Tuesday nights, we'll be having special prayer meetings. One will be for men only, one will be for women only, and one will be an opportunity for harvesters to come in and be prayed over by our elders. So the first Tuesday in January, our elders are going to just be here ready to pray for people and ministries. And we invite you to come in. Even if you're listening to this podcast and you're not a harvester, you need some prayer, we invite you to stop by for any of these prayer events. Near the end of the 40 days of prayer, we have a 24-hour prayer vigil. This is the last, January 31st and February 1st. Starts at 7 o'clock on Friday night and goes to 7 o'clock on Saturday night. And it's just a beautiful time where we ask people, if they can, to come for 90 minutes. Because in the 90 minutes, there's quiet music playing and there's a lot of prayer stations that people can be helped in their prayer. And so for a little over an hour, you can just be on your own and circulate and spend time with God. And then the last 15 or 20 minutes, we invite those that are there to come together and pray together. But the beautiful thing is, if a person wants to stay longer than the hour and a half, or if they can't stay that long, it's open for 24 hours. It's open for people to come along. And in recent years, we've had a sister church join us with some of their members. And we anticipate that happening again this year as well. In fact, maybe two or three churches may come together during that time. It's just really, really exciting. One other thing that is really neat, too, that's going to happen here on Sundays, while the adults are having our preaching and teaching time, children, they will not have their normal lessons during those Sundays, but they're gonna have rotating prayer stations, and there are four each Sunday. So they'll go to each one for 10 or 15 minutes, and they'll be praying for different things. Like, I remember seeing the list, I don't have it in front of me now, but one was police officers. So they'll be praying for that. And I think they'll be praying for their Sunday school teachers and other friends, their own friends. And one of the stations will be praying for missionaries. So just to be a really neat practical experience for the children of Harvest. And again, if you're not a harvester, we invite you to follow along. We post that guide on our website so that you can follow along. And I do know there are people who live in various parts of the country that follow along. We hear from them. And so we're excited about that. We're so excited. Jesus said he wanted his house to be a house of prayer. And obviously he was talking about the temple, not the church per se. But the principle stands that God wants his people to gather and pray. And he wants us to be marked by prayer. This is a great way to start the new year. We all probably feel like we need to be refreshed. We need a new start. We need new spiritual energy. And we're just really, really excited this year to find out how the character of God will shape our prayers. Let us know if you have questions, if you have suggestions or comments. We hope this will be a great new year for us as we enter into 2020. God bless you.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.